Hello and greeting to all the RDs and all economic activists. I hope you are all doing great. In this podcast, we're going to discuss the topic of online sales and the related techniques. If I want to sell online, what key factors should I consider? First and foremost, we need to understand what online sales entail. In online sales, there is no face-to-face interaction with the customer. The entire process happens through the internet. This could be through e-commerce sites like Amazon, where you never see your customers, but they still make purchases. If you plan to create a similar setup, you'll need the necessary infrastructure and a website. Some people want to sell online through social networks, meaning they don't want to spend a penny on the required infrastructure. There are various software and programs like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, which are tools that allow you to offer your services online without paying any membership fees. However, to attract customers, you will definitely need to invest. But if someone wants to rely solely on free platforms, it will be challenging to reach customers because they will need to work harder and produce more content. However, if social networks are used effectively, you can reach customers as well. Many people expect me to talk about technical and practical aspects, such as what to do once you have a social network or a website. After all these efforts, you still need customers. And what does this mean? It means that I could talk to you about setting up a business-related social network or website and how to use plugins to create a professional site. But if you don't understand branding, advertising, and customer acquisition, all your efforts will be in vain. I've said many times that zero multiplied by any numbers is still zero. You can have the most beautiful website, the best social network, and produce the best content. But if no one sees it and you have no visitors, all your efforts will be wasted. Having visitors doesn't just mean having a beautiful project. For example, if you have a beautiful building but no one comes to see it, what does that mean? It means you haven't advertised it anywhere for people to come and see it. First, you need to do branding and advertising, and then the audience will come to you. You can then invite them to see if the quality is good or not. This is the second stage. Many people focus on improving quality and forget to consider whether they have customers or not. As a result, their efforts are wasted. The same thing happens in export businesses. People get caught up in packaging and various issues, work hard to provide good products, but then find out they have trouble selling them. Eventually, they might have to sell their products on credit because they have no other option. I've repeatedly emphasized that you should sell before you invent. Those who focus, listen to your advice, and follow through will succeed. In business consultations, I've often said, first, analyze your sales infrastructure, then think about production, and after that, focus on packaging. If you lack infrastructure, even if you produce a product, who will you deliver it to? This is why we end up with a disastrous market, witnessing consecutive inflation, because people can sell their products, and everyone has their own concerns. So, today, we're here to discuss online sales. We understand that if we are to sell online, we need certain infrastructure. The internet is a platform where I can provide my services via this protocol. But how? You must either have a website or, as I mentioned, use social networks. If we consider a website, I can be the owner of my site. But if I rely on social networks, I am not the owner. If that social network gets blocked or becomes obsolete, there is nothing I can do. We've seen this happen before when Instagram was filtered, causing millions of businesses to collapse, losing all their customers, and their page views and followers dropped significantly. The winners in this game are those who are actively advertising and working on their branding. So pay close attention to this point. Now that I identified the tools, what should I do if I have a website and want to sell through it? I need to focus on the quality of the website as well. Websites should not be confusing. Look at successful sites and see how they manage different actions and track their audience. Observe what the visitors do after they open a page, which products they view, which ones they are interested in buying, which pages they spend more time on, which comments they read, and what activities they engage in from the moment they enter to the moment they leave your site. You should monitor each visitor's behavior. Either do it yourself or hire someone as a strategist who can analyze the data and offer solutions based on it. For instance, you see that a visitor comes to a certain page. A strategist might recommend having a landing page to keep them engaged, because engagement often leads to sales. All this information is crucial. For example, you may have heard that a food delivery app was hacked recently and the wealth of information was obtained. What use does this information have? The hacker knows people's phone numbers, addresses, when they usually order, and what kinds of food they buy, like soup, salad, kebabs, or chicken. If a strategist analyzes this data, they can easily identify customers, understand their preferences, and tailor strategies to meet their needs more effectively and leading to faster sales. So, know that today's world is an information-driven one. The more data you have about your customers and their needs, the more successful you can be in your business. We're not suggesting you to use hacked data, but you should understand that today's economic giants all operate based on data. You might wonder why wonderful platforms like Telegram, Instagram, and WhatsApp are offered to the public for free. The reason is the valuable data they collect and sell. For example, the owners know what time you go to bed, what you search for at night, which channels and pages you follow, and even the age group of their users. They know what people aged 20 to 25 do, what those under 20 search for, and what topics interest them. This creates a wealth of information that can drive numerous strategies. Therefore, the more technical and sociological knowledge you have about your audience, the more effectively you can influence sales. Regarding website pages or Instagram and Telegram profiles, timing is very important. You need to know the best times to post. Most users are free after 6 p.m., and this is when these pages see the highest traffic. Most of your customers will visit your page between 6 p.m. and midnight. You should showcase your most active and engaging post during this time, knowing which posts to share and how to advertise your products so that it appeals to your audience and encourages them to visit your page repeatedly. A key point about social networks is the importance of posting statuses or stories where you share updates and keep your audience engaged. For platforms, it's crucial to see how much time you can capture from your audience, because this indicates your influence. The more stories you post, the more engaged people will be, and your content will be more welcomed. All platforms want to know how much of people's time you can capture, as this is a measure of your effectiveness. The more active you are and the more time you can capture from people, the more popular you become and the more value is given to you. The same applies to websites. If you can keep your audience on your site longer, the same result occurs. Now you need to sit down and think about how to engage your audience more and keep them on your page longer. This starts with creating content, because if you don't say anything and don't produce content, nothing will happen. This content can be in the form of audio, text, images, or videos. You can use different types of content to engage your audience. So take the time to think about your content and observe what your competitors are producing. You'll see that they aim to capture as much of the customer's time as possible. Whoever does this better will gain more value from these platforms and social medias, which will in turn provide you with more free resources to increase your income, simply because you have more followers and audience engagement. However, if you decide that you're not interested in these methods and prefer to spend money to quickly gain customers, this can also be achieved more quickly without needing much technical or strategic knowledge. This approach can make the process easier and help you increase your follower count faster. Many small business owners who don't have much money use free strategies, and it's been seen multiple times that these strategies can work, but they are more challenging. It's like trying to travel a long distance without spending any money. You can walk from your city to the northern part of the country, but it will be difficult, and many people will give up and turn back. You often don't see those who start this journey, think they can do it, but then quit because they don't want to continue. But you should understand that we only hear about the few who succeed with free methods. For instance, out of 100 people, the media might highlight the two who made it, leading everyone to think they can do it too. However, it's important to note that the other 98 failed, and you need to evaluate why they failed. You might find that the two who succeeded were exceptional, but the majority couldn't do it. A proper and effective structure should be one that anyone can use to succeed, not just a select few. If it's a good structure, then anyone who follows it should be able to succeed. You might say that everyone can walk, but you haven't considered that some people simply can't. This is something to be aware of. A strategist need to provide strategies that everyone can follow. I listened to a speech where someone shared a story about a successful move they made years ago that earned them a significant profit. They mentioned that they were a university professor and used their connections to get a software project approved by talking to university officials and various organizations. However, this method only worked for them because they were a professor with connections. But what about a student with no connections or an employee with no relationships? This approach wouldn't work for them. It's only suitable for those who are university professors with high ranks and who have connections with the university president, whose word carries weight. Yes. With such connections, you can grow and profit significantly. But you need to find a solution that works for you, one that you can execute successfully. There are many free platforms and websites available, but their end result always comes down to customers. If you have a beautiful website but no customers, it's useless. Some platforms and websites allow guest posts, which you can often see on the auto branding website. This lets you find the signals you need for free. Any website that offers you such opportunities should be utilized. But what kind of websites are we talking about? These are websites where you can create guest posts and content. But sometimes a year passes and you might notice that even after a year, a post you put up hasn't received even 10 views. You might think to yourself that you wasted your time on it. following up on something that you didn't even get a signal view or interaction. You may feel that if you had spent that time on a more reputable site, it would have been more beneficial. Audit branding as a reputable site allows its members to use the guest post feature to find their signals, which is the best way to find your signals online without spending any money. You can discover a world of customers and sell your products online. However, be mindful that products sold online usually have a lower price point, typically under $100 or $200. You can't use the internet to sell wholesale. You might find B2B customers, but if they don't hear your voice, see your face, your office, or anything else about you, they won't trust you unless they have been referred to you through a personal connection. For example, if someone connects you through a relative, they might trust you even without meeting you. But if you don't have such connections and your product is expensive and the deal involves a large amount of money, the customer must hear your voice. Even if you have the best online store, most of the products sold are usually under $100. For instance, even if they list a car for sale, it's placed at the very end of the page because the company knows that people aren't going to come to their website to buy a car. They've listed it mainly to generate some clicks and gather search data. So understand that for selling items like snacks in small quantities, basically if your business model is B2C, social networks and online shops are the best options for internet sales. But I strongly recommend that if you want to make more money, use the internet to find customers, not to sell to them. These are two completely different things. Find customers online, but contact them via phone or in person for higher chances of successful transactions. I hope you listen to this advice, learn from it, and apply it to your successful business. Thank you so much and have a great day.